This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's the American Family Farmer Show. This week, a focus on a beef operation in Texas. We'll get to the owner of that in a few minutes. But first, the news. I try to start each of our hours and our visits together with some of the important news stories. Some farmers who receive payments from the president's farm bailout program had previously been convicted or accused of fraudulently getting government agricultural subsidies. My God, what a disgrace this whole thing is. It's so embarrassing. Three farm operations accused of violating federal farm subsidy rules apparently got more than $300,000 in payments. Remember, there was $28 billion that was in the agricultural bailout that started actually last year, trying to blunt the impact of the trade war. But it is a disgrace the way this has been handled so badly. Money has gone to so many places. It's so corrupt. So anyway, farmers supposed to lose all eligibility for agricultural programs if they're convicted of felony or fraud, any of that stuff, barred from USDA programs. The fraud cases are relatively small when you look at the money, but $300,000 is $300,000. And so a lot of the farmers are upset where the money went. And so the farm groups, the National Farmers Union, to a lesser extent American Farm Bureau, trying to get to crack down on some of these violations. That's basically the fraud violation. The Environmental Working Group's Farm Subsidy Database, which compiles annually formal records, has requested from the USDA all kinds of information that the USDA is very slow in preparing. There were 600,000 farmers and others who got money from the market facilitation program, the Trump farm bailout. For example, a Kansas farmer convicted of crop insurance fraud last year got $250,000 in payments last year after he was convicted of fraud. An Iowa farmer convicted of crop insurance fraud the year before got $13,000. An Illinois farm paid $5.5 million to settle allegations of bilking a commodity subsidy program, got $62,000 from this program. The crop insurance fraudsters can get government checks without, there's no check on the checks. It really is an outrage, a complete outrage. Farmers who are dire straits. We all know the situation on the family farm, and we all deserve some help from bad choice. Even though most of us agree that the Chinese on the other side of it, the real sort of not necessarily farming or agriculture, but the reality is the Chinese are screwing us when it comes to trade. So Trump fixing that is good, but the way the bailout was done didn't fix the problem for lots and lots of American farmers. So I thought you ought to know the fraud and the information that has been secured, and who knows what's going to be done. Hopefully they get the money back and redistribute it. That would be my help and, I mean, my hope. I'm Doug Steffen with another great American story. This time it comes from a guy named Mike. All right, you know, Mike Lindell is the inventor of MyPillow. This is a guy that was down and out. He was trained as a traditional engineer. Somehow he got hooked on drugs. He's written a book about it. In fact, you can get the book at MyPillow.com. Tells his story and the story of his invention. And now, fast forward to the early part of 2020, and MyPillow has become so successful. Again, a great American story. All kinds of products at MyPillow.com, and all of them are right now on sale. It's the BOGO sale, the first annual BOGO sale. It's buy one, get one free. Doesn't make any difference whether it's pillows, whether it's mattresses, sheets, mattress toppers, duvet covers, bath towels, the pet beds, it's you, anything that's in the catalog, you can buy one and get another one free. This is going to, I think they're telling us it's about a month they're going to have this sale. Exclusive offers, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, buy one, get one free. Have some fun, buy all the supplies you need, and you get everything basically at half price. That's a good deal. All at MyPillow.com, using the promo code DJV. We travel to Texas right after this.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here every week to go through a lot of the important information that's available for family farmers. I distinguish myself from the big corporate agricultural entities, which in my mind are not anywhere near the farming heritage that I have, that I come from, and that I enjoy still today. So this is for people who connect family, farms, and food. And because of that, every week we talk to somebody who has, in my opinion, become successful in the fight to survive. So we're going to go through the information and the experience of a fellow named Tanner Klemke, who is the owner with his wife, Catherine, of the 1915 farm. You know, Tanner, I was thinking at the outset here of our conversation, I have a company that I started in Massachusetts called Commonwealth Farm 1761. It happens to coincide. The company is strictly going to be growing hemp and cannabis and that sort of thing, but it is it's a flashback. It's a tribute, if you will, to the days when farmers could grow things like hemp and actually be independent, if you will, without all of the government interference that has made farming kind of dicey for a lot of people. I don't know. I think in your case, you came to it later on. Tell us a little about your background as we get into why it is that you have gone into farming and what you're doing that's successful. But what's your background?
By the way, that's really cool about the hemp farming operation, tying the name back to a year. That's kind of exactly what we did with 1915 Farm. So my background, I have an English degree, so not your typical farming background.
Well, I have one too.
My wife, Catherine, has a business degree, so After college, my wife was in pharmaceutical sales, and I was in oil and gas. Oil and gas is really big down in South Texas. And we did that for a couple years, around 5 or 6 years or so. And a big part of our story is actually my wife's pharmaceutical sales background. So she ran through the circuit, pushing drugs for Big Pharma, basically.
I love the way you say that, because that's really what it is. It's nice that you woke up to it, or she woke up to it, and did it at a fairly young age, because it's a good way to make a lot of money. And so, you know, if you... And I don't want to say it's lack of consciousness, because that's unfair. It's not my business why people do whatever they do. You do what you do. But obviously both of you had a change in stream of consciousness thinking, perhaps. Maybe that was it. Or maybe you just didn't like what you were eating. I don't know, maybe a little of both, huh?
Right, yeah. And like you said, I mean, they were excellent jobs, and we're very, very grateful to have had them. But... One of the benefits of her being in that industry, so she actually sold diabetes medication, and so she became very well versed on that disease and the way that it affects people and how their lifestyles really have an impact on that disease, and a big part of that is diet. So it was a huge part in us kind of getting on the journey to figuring out how the way we eat affects our bodies. And, So we kind of went down the rabbit hole that a lot of the, sustainable, meat farmers go down these days, which is, you know, documentaries, Joel Salatin books, all of that. And, really tried to figure out why we were eating the way we were and how we could do something about it to make ourselves feel better about where our food came from. And so we started off, you know, raising animals for ourselves at first. We had a couple of chickens, a couple of pigs, you know, a couple head of cattle, and really just started kind of gauging local interest in locally grown food.
Where are you again? Tell us where you are. Spotlight the city that you're, the town you live in.
So we live in Myersville, Texas, which is a town of about 70. It's very small, but geographically, for people not familiar with Myersville, because no one is, it's about halfway in between San Antonio and Houston kind of area. So,
okay.
So South Texas.
So here I am thinking, because I have some deep connections to Stephenville, which is south of Dallas on your way west and perhaps south. And I'm thinking in my mind that that's a fairly small community, although it's where the Texas A&M Ag College is. And I'm thinking the land there is very good, suits what you're doing. And I don't know, Houston has never been an attraction for me. I don't like, there's nothing about Houston that I've ever liked or wanted to, I mean, I've spent time there, but it doesn't appeal to me. But this area that you're talking about of Texas, and this rolling hills, lots of great pasture land, if I'm in the right area, and I think I am, right? Don't you have a beautiful rolling hills down there and a great pasture land?
Yes, sir. Lots of pasture and big oak trees.
Yeah, right. Yeah, fabulous trees. Okay, so I got my head into the right picture. All right, hold on a second. I want to do a couple of quick things, then we'll continue. I want to send people to your website, which is 1915 Farm. The numbers 1915 and then farm.com. On social media, Instagram at 1915 Farm and Facebook.com/1915 Farm. It's a nice experience. You'll see and learn a lot about their beef business, chicken, pork, that sort of thing. Why is it they do what they do, and why are they successful? That's the story we're telling here with Tanner Klemke.
D Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm.
Moving along now on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Tanner Klemke, the owner with his wife, Catherine of 1915 Farm. So you gave us your background, and now we are into how you have decided to change. You have tell me about the land you have down in Myersville, Texas. How much land do you have?
We have 57 acres here.
Mm-hmm. And so what can you practically do in terms of raising? Because you're raising your own beef, your own chicken, your own pork. So how do you, is that enough land? Many people listening would say, if you're going to provide any kind of clientele at all, and you're going to do what I'm thinking you're doing, which is having pasture grazing, how do you make that work on 57 acres?
Yeah, that's a great question, especially down here in Texas where weather is such a huge player because, you know, rain is obviously something you need to grow great pasture grasses, and grass-fed beef depends on good grass. So early on, we were naive, and we thought, you know, we thought we could do it all on our land, beef, pork, and chicken. And we quickly found out as we started scaling up that that just wasn't possible. So luckily, we have access to irrigated pasture land that we run our beef operation on. And so our home pasture is for pork and chicken. And 57 acres for pasture raised pork and chicken is a good chunk of land. You can, our rule of thumb kind of is about 1,000 chickens per acre and about 10 hogs per acre.
So do you move them around? Do you move them with electric fences around the property? And do you mingle pork of the pigs and the chickens?
Yes, sir. Everything's moved on a daily or weekly basis. Portable electric fencing is a key player in that. At the moment, we have specific chicken and pork pastures, but as we continue to scale, they will intermingle, and we'll follow the pork with our birds to be able to help scatter their manure more and
Yeah. It certainly makes the soils much more attractive. I have encountered, I'm not doing it myself because I don't have the chickens I have on my farm. We have them in the normal chicken pen, chicken hen. We call it the old hen house. There's plenty of room in there, but it's not being outside. But I was thinking about trying it and moving some of them around in the pasture because it's so good for the pasture and for the grass that comes up for the cows as much as anything else. One of the things that concerns me or interests me is the latest trending beef news, how you're making sure that the product that you're growing there is up to standards. And I know you have your standards, but what about beef industry standards?
That's an interesting question. We've never really been asked that. So we don't line ourselves up with the commodity beef market, and we do not follow pricing trends when it comes to, I guess, advertising and marketing our beef. So as far as lining ourselves up with national, you know, beef trends, I would say that we kind of differentiate ourselves by offering a completely different product and by marketing it a completely different way. And
do people come visit you on the farm? People who would be customers come see what goes on? A lot of people like to do that in my neck of the woods.
Yes, sir. We have farm tours quarterly, and we allow customers to pick up on farm if they want to see it themselves.
Yeah, see, I think that's the thing. And then the certification process, let's talk about that in a minute. If you need even to have it, or people see the stuff where you're growing it, all wholesome, natural, or whether it's organic or not, let's talk about labels and certification as we continue here. Our visit with Tanner Klemke from 1915 Farm, the website 1915 Farm.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Changing farmer needs, changing the needs of clientele, changing who the clientele are. That's all part of the focus here. The American Family Farmer with yet another example of a husband and wife team who've started a small farm that are making it work. And I guess I'm looking at to see where you are. You've described this town of Myersville, Texas, and I'm looking at the facility itself, the house. It seems like you haven't got many neighbors.
Yeah.
It would seem. So how do you, the practical side of your living and the social side of life, I'm guessing you both are in your 30s, it looks like you are. So how do you square having lived the way you did before and now living, I understand it's a choice, much healthier, but what about social? What about you're both young, attractive people, you must want to have others in your life. I don't know if you have children or not, but how do you speak to the things that are not necessarily of the farm but help to make the farm? As social beings, we want to continue our healthy contact with social beings. How do you do that down there?
Yeah, that's a good question. We are pretty isolated out here, and neither one of us grew up in the area, so all of our friends and family are about 2 hours away. Mm-hmm. Honestly, some of our best friends are our neighbors that are in their 70s. And
So
they've been a big help on us starting this journey. We've leaned on them quite a bit, and over the past couple of years, we've grown really close with them. And it's kind of funny to tell our parents like our best friends are 70 years old, but I mean that's the reality of it. You don't, when you live out in the middle of nowhere and you only have a few neighbors, you can't be too picky.
That's right, exactly. So you and I could be friends on any number of levels, our backgrounds, but age, I guess, fits right in. Let me ask you about the way you prepare the meet who's your customer. I'm looking at what your consumer knows. I see you ship a lot of stuff out. You even provide, the websites provide recipes for things. I think this is very clever, actually. It's good marketing. So who's your customer?
Just your average middle-class family. A lot of people associate the premiums that grass-fed beef and pasture-raised meat pull to being for the higher income, but our customer is really, really not a high-income customer. It's a middle-class customer that cares enough about where their food comes from to justify paying the extra couple dollars a pound for it. And and marketing is everything for us because, as you mentioned, we ship almost 100% of everything we sell is shipped either across Texas or across the United States. So being in front of our customers on social media and email is an absolute necessity.
Is that how are you both savvy when it comes to social media? And is that what you basically use to promote your product and what you're doing? So the people, if you want to buy from you, they would find you on social media. Do you have any other form of promotion?
It's pretty much social media and email list. I mean, that's we're in front of that all day, every day, for better or worse. But transparency is the biggest part of our business. And we find that people buy from us not because of necessarily what we offer for sale, but because of who we are and how we raise our animals.
The essence of certification, I guess, in a manner of speaking, Tanner, we're all so used to the government being involved, and I wonder how you go through your process of preparing the beef. You grow it, I understand, on the farm. Do you slaughter it there and prepare it there?
For shipping and selling off-farm, we have to have our animals processed at a USDA or a state-inspected plant. So. No, we can't resell it if we were to slaughter it here. So we kind of leave that to the people that know what they're doing.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. How did you decide what you wanted for cattle? I noticed you have different breeds. You got some Angus, among other things. But how did you decide, or does it make a difference to you? Were you just buying calves and raising them, and as long as they're raised properly, it doesn't make much difference what breed they are?
Breed down here, it's kind of two factors, one being the climate. So typically in Texas, you want something that has a little ear on it. And so most people are running something with a Brahman influence, whether it be like 1/8 Brahman or something small enough to add some heat tolerance. And then, Angus and Beefmaster breeds are very popular down here. So the second factor is kind of what regional availability, what we have available. So we're not shipping animals from across the state.
Right.
So those are probably the two most important factors. And then, Angus is such a renowned breed for taste as it is. So we kind of stick with what's available and what does well here in our climate.
Well, I wonder about your connection to the animals. Looking at pictures of you and your wife and you're interacting with the animals, I mean, you don't get a relationship with a chicken, and you're not likely to, although some people have a relationship with a pig. What happens if these animals come into I'm a dairy guy, and I don't slaughter anything, and I don't eat any meat. But that's just me, my preference. I don't tell people what to do or how to live. I believe these animals are strongly, strongly connected to me. When you have them around, like cows, you got to have them around a couple of years anyway before you slaughter them. So if you and your wife get to be friendly with a cow, what do? You still slaughter it, or do you keep it for a pet?
We get asked this a lot. So on our farm, nothing that will be turned into meat gets a name, first of all, because that gives you a connection that is really hard to break.
Right.
But,
yep.
honestly, when we started doing this, like, that was a pain point. It was hard to overcome. Like, you do grow attached to the animals because, like you mentioned, cattle is at least 24 months before they're ready for harvest. And then pigs are about 8 to 9 months in our operation. And pigs especially, they have such personalities, it's hard not to get attached to them. But, so we kind of see it as the lesser of two evils. Like, we've made a conscious decision that we are meat eaters and we're going to continue to eat meat. And we feel that a big problem and a big reason that our food system is the way it is right now is because it's so easy to be disconnected from it and not have to face the realities of how that meat comes to your table. And so we've chosen, and our customers have chosen, to eat meat, but they want to eat meat that they personally know how it was raised, and that is the most important part to them. And so also, if they're going to eat it, they want it to be raised the best way possible.
What they want. Yeah, exactly, because it goes into your body. You are what you eat. All right, in the final few minutes we have, in a moment or two, I want to talk about the work that you do on the farm other than raising the animals. Right now I want you all to focus on your teeth and your smile. You are a coffee drinker, are you? Or you are a tea drinker, or maybe a red wine drinker? There are a lot of things you can do to maintain your teeth, going to the dentist checkups. But the whiteness, what kind of whitening system, or have you even thought about it? You're looking at your teeth and they're yellow and they're kind of ugly. Would you be comfortable trying something that used a tray? Probably not. I find the whitening trays to be horrible. You have a simple way in the product that's presented to you as Power Swabs. Power Swabs comes in a tube. It's a unique, all-natural formula developed by a dentist for his clients and other dentists, and now available to the public by calling 800-208-1797. You'll be getting a guaranteed natural product, and nothing really compares to Power Swabs. It rehydrates your enamel as it cleans it and whitens it. Put it on, swab it on a couple of minutes. Within 5-6 minutes, you'll notice your teeth becoming more white. You keep doing it every 4 or 5 days, and wow, before you know it, you got a brand new smile. If you want to get that smile you deserve, call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs right away. If you don't like it, send it back. Get your money back, but it'll work. I know it will. Works for me. It'll work for you. Use the DJV code. Get 40% off and another $10 plus free shipping for each and every group. There's a kit of tubes that comes with Power Swabs, or that's the way the Power Swabs are delivered. 800-208-1797 is how to get the best smile delivered to you.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 4/4/20, see store or staples.com/marchprintdeals for details.
Back to Tanner Klemke, who along with his wife owns a 1915 farm down in Texas. And I guess I'm interested in what else you do. The growing of these animals is complex, but there are feed needs. Some people who have a farm like yours choose to hire it done. Other people want to know what they're feeding their animals. That was always the case with me. I wanted to grow all my own feed. It drove a lot of people nuts because I wanted to see what, you know, what we could do with what we have to work with. How about you? How do you do it?
So we don't have enough land to grow our own feed, but we work with a local feed mill that uses local farmers for all their grain, and we have a really good relationship with them. So our cattle are not supplemented feed. They're 100% grass-fed, grass-finished, but our pork and chicken do need supplemental feed to get to market weight, and we feed non-GMO grains, mostly blends of peanut meal, oats, Milo, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah. So how are you, when it comes to the future, how optimistic are you? You've been doing this how long? Now, this is your only means of making a living, right? You and your wife both dedicated to this. This is how you live. Am I correct?
Correct, yes. Yes, yeah. Sir.
So how are you doing, and what does the future look like for you?
Well, we're definitely optimistic. Our business has tripled 2 years in a row, so we definitely have forward momentum. The tricky part, though, is what conventional ag is going to do as the organic and grass-fed and pasture-raised movements become bigger and bigger. So,
you know what? I will tell you something. If it were me, I'd ignore them because they can't. They lie, cheat, and steal whatever they can. These big ag outfits, the commodity outfits, that's why people come to you. The locavores love whether they tell you. They got to tell you that they love what you're doing. And I think that you, as long as you keep educating, this is Uncle Dougie talking to you like I was your uncle. I used to sell raw milk on my farm. I ignored what was, even though the big milk guys around were trying to put me out of business, I ignored them. I just did my own thing, and I promoted, and to this day, even though I don't sell because of other things not having to do with the cows or the quality, I just couldn't keep the help. So I don't do raw milk anymore, but we had a fabulous ice cream business, and that's now carrying more of the weight of the farm. It just is, you got to adopt to what your needs are, how you can succeed, because there are changing farmer needs. They'll shape your future, but stick to your guns, kid. That's what I would tell you. I think you've done a fabulous job. You both, the website is fabulous, what you're doing there with the families, and you do your educational tours. People need to know and want to know what the heck is going on the farms that are around them and where the food comes from. And so the more of that we can promote, all of us collectively, I think the better served we are. So good luck to you, Tanner, and best to your wife, Catherine. Keep up the good work at the 1915 Farm. Again, the website is 1915farm.com, facebook.com/1915farm.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke, down by 50%. Skin cancer, down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
So, it isn't often on the American Family Farmer that we devote much time to music other than the stuff that comes with our musical introductions to each segment that comes from one of my favorite ag performers, if you will. This lady is Tennille Towns, who in this song, In My Blood, is paying a tribute to generations of women who have worked in agriculture. This is a brand new song on the market, and I wanted you to be aware of it because I'm betting a lot of you. The program is pretty equally listened to by men and women on the farm, so women may run out and get this. You want points with your lady, Mr. Farmer. Go find this, download this song, or find it in some musical circumstance and give it to your wife as a tribute. When you listen to the lyric line, you understand why it is as important as it is to recognize all the women who have worked in agriculture over the years. I certainly saw it as a kid growing up. The release of this song coincides with the beginning of National Future Farmer of America Week, celebrating the 50 years of women in the FFA specifically. Tennille Towns says, it's an honor to have written this song with the heart of a woman who has agriculture in her experience and agriculture on her mind. And for me, these women that I sing about inspire and shape all of us. Makes me think of the strong women in my life that I grew up looking up to, in fact, the ones who made me believe anything is possible. And I love those women in my life. I hope you like them and have them in your life. Anyway, this song, In My Blood, follows some recent town singles, Jersey on the Wall, I'm Just Asking, which was a number one song in Canada, where she comes from, and then this song, which is called White Horse, that has some connection, obviously, to agriculture and her love of horses. This is another on her most recent EP, Road to a Lemonade Stand. That was released in February. Includes studio versions of a song called Somebody's Daughter, as well as a cover of Keith Urban's Stupid Boy. But this is her own song, White Horse.
I was waiting on my chair.
It's a kind of good country pop song. I think that she is in that, she certainly is in that world. She's going to be, by the way, those of you who have not heard of her before, Tennille Towns is going to join Alan Jackson in Sugarland for a dates, headlining tours, that sort of thing, over the course of the summer. And during it, I wouldn't be surprised if she showed up at Farm Aid, actually, in September on the strength of the song In My Blood. Actually, those guys, the old guys, Mellencamp, Willie Nelson, Neil Young, they need a little help from some younger women to get some younger women to come to Farm Aid. Frankly, I know a lot of people go. I've been to a couple of them, and I like them, but there's the last one I went to, Mavis Staples was singing, and that was good, but there weren't a lot of young. There's so many good, talented young country artists in the market today that would support and be well thought of in the farming community. I expect they'd want to show up. I was looking at some of the most influential women in agriculture and what they're doing and how they're doing to fill our food tank. Most of us know now the role of women as I was a kid growing up in the farm, mostly handled the books and, you know, stuff like that. But today, there are certainly more roles for women. Women owning farms. Women milking cows. Women, I talked to a woman on this program a year or so ago who was gay. She and her partner were running, I think they had a 14-acre produce farm in New York State. And I was really inspired by what she was doing. There are so many problems to entry for both men and women, but more so for women. I think we got to open up our minds a little bit more to the idea of female farmers and ag women. So maybe in doing this song from Tennille Towns and focusing a bit on the news about what role women are playing in farming, we got a chance to get you more worked up. This is the American Family Farmer Show with a focus on food, farming, and families. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.